Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And since we're right in the thick of basketball season playoffs, of course, we are going to talk about the basketball trivia. And Mike, I know we're in the next segment, we're expecting a guest. And if he does come on, why don't you tell us who it is?
Yeah, well, his name is Scott Thornburg. You're like, who's Scott Thornburg? Yeah, that's what I said. Actually, I met Scott a couple times. You know, we had on the vice president of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp AAA baseball team. Scott is the play-by-play guy for the Jumbo Shrimp. What is the significance of Scott coming on our show? Here it is. Many broadcasters your entire career wait for their one and only shot to call a Major League Baseball game or an NBA game or an NFL game. Scott is going to get his opportunity this Saturday, for the Miami Marlins. And, you know, it's a thrill for him. Scott's going to come on board. I see his initials coming on our show right now. And so we're going to talk to Scott about his opportunity, about his journey with the Jumbo Shrimp and being a play-by-play. You can see his pretty face coming on. I know this is radio, but you can see Scott's great smile right now. But we're going to talk to Scott about his opportunity with the Marlins and what he does with the Jumbo Shrimp. And, you know, it's not just a, hey, I'm a broadcaster. I'm going to show up and boom, I get a big opportunity in the MLB. It's an arduous journey. And we're going to have a lot of fun because Scott knows how to talk. He's a broadcaster. It's what he does.
Very good. Okay. When we come back, we're going to introduce Scott Kornberg. Right now, audience, stay with us. We're going to be taking a quick break. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at MortgageInvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit MortgageInvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to MortgageInvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com. Promo code 408-408 or call 408-504-8405 for more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcovein.com for reservations. That's elkcovein.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and Michael. Introduce our special guest, please.
All right, listen, thanks. Appreciate it. Look forward to introducing this gentleman to our show. We welcome him to the Sports Econ 101 family here. Of course, our show goes coast to coast, border to border, around the globe, Armed Forces Radio Network. And we welcome in the play-by-play voice of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. His name is Scott Thornburg. And Scott has been with the Shrimp for a number of years. He is getting really, I don't want to call it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but right now it's his one big shot. So I know that his goal is to become – he is a major league broadcaster. He's just not working for an MLB team itself. He's with the Jumbo Shrimp, a AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Scott, your debut is Saturday. You're going to be a play-by-play voice for Miami Marlins. First and foremost, congratulations. And please tell me, and don't get me into this garbage, you've got to have butterflies. Come on, man.
Guys, thank you for having me on. And no doubt. A few of our players were asking me about that over the weekend. And I'm like, I'm not nervous yet because we had so much time to go until May 18th. But now that it's this week and, I know my parents are flying down and my uncle. I know it'll, you know, as soon as I get there, I'll be, a wreck. But I'm really excited and thankful.
Jumbo Shrimp have already been the start of their season in April. It's May. When did you get notice that you're actually going to get your big shot, your debut?
A couple Sundays ago. So the Marlins broadcaster, Kyle Seeloff, who's terrific and, I mean, really a fantastic person, he texted me Sunday morning, April 28th, and he said, hey, can I call you around 11? And I just figured it was probably about a couple of guys who had just gotten promoted. I always give them some info if I have some nuggets on them. I figured it was about that. So he totally fooled me, and it was a great surprise.
And that's pretty awesome. Is he going like on vacation, or how did they chose you to do it?
They have like kind of a rolling set of like a second broadcaster. Most of them are former players, but there are some media people, and I guess they had a hole on May 18th, and I guess they were really scraping the bottom getting me. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, Hey, Scott, you know what's so cool about having you on the show? You hear about stories like yourself. For example, the play-by-play guy for the Birmingham Barons, who is terrific. I can't think of his name. You probably know he is. He's great. I was in Birmingham one for as a guest on a TV network out there years ago, and I listened to the radio and go, man, this guy's good. My point is, he finally got his shot. I think he was there for like 20. He's still the voice. He's been there for over 20 years. He finally gets pulled up to the White Sox. But these opportunities are like as rare as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it's similar to the players. And you're talking about Kurt Bloom, who is another really super nice guy. And, for us, there's only 30 jobs in the major leagues, right? So it's really difficult to crack that. And even when you get one-offs like this, or like Kurt had a couple years ago, or the Royals just called up their double-A guy for a game last weekend, that means everything. It's all that hard work. It's quite a bit of luck as well, right? Being in the right place at the right time. But you just want a shot, and that's all people could ask for. So, I know Kurt felt like that, and he deserved it way more than me. He's been doing this far more than I have.
Because they say that it's harder to become an umpire than it is a major league player because of the number of slots. It's actually harder to become a broadcaster than an umpire. For, like you said,
it's hard to be all of them. Umpires have a tough thing, too. I have a ton of respect for what they do because they're on their own, right? Like, they travel in a pack of three people in the minor leagues, and that's it for the entire season. And no matter where they go, people are booing them. So at least I don't get that. People seem to just ignore me if I'm on the road, which is totally fine.
hey, Scott, go ahead, Edward.
No, go ahead.
Edward, I see you're in your jumbo shrimp man cave. Are you at the office, or is that your actual man cave at your house? I love it.
This is all the stuff my wife does not want in her house. So this is my office. So all the bobbleheads. I have a ton of baseballs to my left that you cannot see. All these pennants. I think it's awesome. For some reason, she's not a fan of it, even though she likes baseball. So it gets sent here. Everything baseball related gets sent here.
Okay, and awesome. All us guys who are married, we're going to be coming on 35 years here pretty soon. What is it with the wives where if I say, listen, we got a 5,000 square foot house, you can have everything. Just give me this little 6-inch by 6-inch space in the garage. And what happens? That 6-inch space gets taken up by something that I had nothing to do with. I don't know what it is. It's just there's something about that. Russell, did you want to ask Scott any questions?
Yeah, I've done wrestling commentary, and I got to tell you, I've done color commentary. I got to say that the hardest thing that I've ever tried to do in my life in the wrestling industry was play-by-play commentary. So my heart goes out to you because I think play-by-play is so much harder than color. What is your thought about that?
I think it's the opposite because in baseball – most teams have two broadcasters and they'll switch throughout the game. So I know when my partner here in Jacksonville, Matt Davis, does his innings, I think I'm terrible.
I was invited to, the professional, it was like, it's just an international league. And they asked me if I wanted to do color commentating because I know a lot about baseball. The problem was I didn't know any of the players. And so even though, doing the color part was incredibly difficult. I mean, I can always do the
I think you're born to either do
on base, hit the left field, that sort of thing, the play-by-play.
Go ahead, I think Russell. People are either born to do play-by-play or you're born to do color, and it's hard to switch over and do one or the other. It's like you're left-handed or you're right-handed, and it's hard to switch hands on something like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of whatever your background is. So for whatever reason, I guess I'm okay at this, which I'm thankful for. And a big part of it, too, is knowing who you're working with. Right. There's different personalities. Yeah. I mean, you guys obviously know this. You have your own show. But for example, who I work with in basketball, he's a former coach and he knows the game inside and out. But he was really quiet. Whereas here in baseball, I'm working with another play-by-play guy. So there's different ways of drawing things out and different personalities and understanding how you know, best to do that. And it takes time. In a lot of cases, it's just a chemistry thing. But, you know, I've been really fortunate. Everybody I've worked with, they've made me better, and I'm grateful for it.
Well, we'll pray that the game will be really exciting. You know? that'll be a good one for you. Go ahead, Mike. We got 30 seconds before you have to go to our break.
Hey, Scott, real quickly, I know that you are a graduate of the University of Maryland. You were with, I believe, what, Myrtle Beach Pelicans. You've done numerous other baseball teams, Quad Cities. In fact, you and I have a common friend, John, what is it, John McAfus?
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a great guy. How many years have you been doing this total, and how many teams have you been with so far?
I graduated in 2013, and then from there have been with four minor league baseball teams and one or two universities, Colgate, Western Illinois, Quad Cities, Winston-Salem, Myrtle Beach, and here.
Wow. Okay, guys, stay with us. We're going to cut to our first commercial break with a trivia question here. The theme is basketball. And Scott, as a reminder, when I ask the question, don't answer it yet until we get back. All right. Here's our trivia question. What NBA player led the NBA in blocks and rebounding exactly once in his career? And I'll give you a little hint. I don't know if it's a real hint, but it happened, and both happened in his rookie year. All right. So what player led the NBA in blocks and rebounding exactly once in his career, and both happened in his rookie year? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Scott Kornberg. And first trivia question, what player led the NBA in blocks and rebounding exactly once in his career, and both happened in his rookie year? Anyone? Oh. Now you can answer. Anyone?
David Robinson.
David Robinson, no. That would have been a good guess, though. But he obviously was a center.
He was a center.
Four.
Any era you can give us hints?
I'm going to say late 90s. Late 90s.
Maybe Alonzo Mourning?
No.
That's a good guess.
Shaq.
Shaq.
Wasn't that in the 1990s? Shaquille O'Neal.
Really? Didn't he lead the league in rebounding any other time other than when
isn't that amazing?
That is actually amazing. I thought he had multiple times where he was.
I know. You would have thought he was. Okay. So anyway, Mike, you want to reintroduce our guest?
Yeah, you better believe it. We want to welcome to the big show here at Sports Econ 101. A guy by the name of Scott Kornberg. And Scott is a play-by-play artist for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And to be a play-by-play guy, I actually have a play-by-play background as well. It is an art form. People understand that you don't just show up and you do years of preparation. Scott is a perfect example. He's been to single-A baseball teams, double-A. He's done college football, basketball. And now he's getting his big debut with the Miami Marlins this Saturday. First and foremost, congratulations, Scott. I also want to let you know, Scott, that I have a major pull with the Oakland Athletics. I have I'm on the board there, and I want to let you know that I'm going to make sure that you take over for the television job of a person that they hired. Scott, I don't want to. Well, her name is Jenny, and I just got to say it. I'm not no personal attack, but the moral of the story is the Oakland A's, and I'm not asking you to really make a comment, but it goes in line with what I'm about ready to say. Preparing to be a major league broadcast almost takes years, maybe even decades. And so you're a guy who has already put in the hard work, and you're a guy that actually deserves that shot. But yet in today's world, people who really don't have the background are getting catapulted to the top over really, really talented guys like you. I don't know if you can comment on that at all.
I just want to say I'm really thankful for whatever I've been given so far. I'm only 33. So, you know, we talked about Kurt Bloom earlier. There's so many people in our level, and obviously even in the lower levels, who've been doing this far longer than I have. So I'm grateful to get one. It's better than none. And, you know, I'm, again, really, really thankful for that.
That's a good safe answer, by the way. No, it breaks my heart. I've been doing this business for a long time, and would I like a shot to do an MLB, broadcast? You bet. And then, you know, just it's an ever changing world. I think I'm being very nice without getting too political. But some people that are getting jobs in today's world are, they don't have that play by play background. There's a big difference between being a play by play. Announcer in a sports report, they don't necessarily translate. Talk about the actual art form and skill of being a well-crafted play-by-play guy.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is, depending on if you're doing radio or TV, the game is the most important thing, right? So I love telling stories. I think, I got the advice when I was younger, people like hearing about people. And that really stuck to me as somebody who enjoys statistics and analytics and stuff like that. But if you say a lot of numbers, it goes in one ear and out the other.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
No matter what, you've got to make sure people know what's going on in the game. And then I love just, figuring out, finding out people's backgrounds about what they overcame to get here, or what, you know, it is that, you know, people don't realize that the average fan can relate to. We had a guy, you know, way back in Myrtle Beach who was a great chef. And that, you know, sometimes it's like people don't realize these are just normal guys or women on the field or the court. Right. So, you know, a big part of that is trying to make them relatable to our audience by also not putting it in front of what's going on. So it's just a mix of those two things, I think, are the biggest things. And, you know, relationships obviously is a huge part of that, is gaining the trust of players and coaches and managers and whoever else you're covering, that they feel comfortable maybe telling you their story or different things.
Well, you know, this, it's what I was going to say. I had this written down before I found out you were going to be our guest, and it kind of relates a little bit to what Mike was saying and a little bit what you're saying. So there was a columnist who was suspended without pay for the following, and I'm going to read this, right? Okay, when doing an interview with Caitlin Clark, okay? Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this, Doyle said to Clark before flashing a heart sign. You like that? Clark asked. He says, I like that you're here. I like that you're here. And Clark says, I do that to my family every game. And so the reporter said, oh, okay, well, start doing that to me and we'll get along just fine. He gets suspended for that. And I'm thinking, okay, that to me, there was really nothing sexual about it. It was basically, it's, you know, I could just see that a guy saying that to another guy. Listen, if you're friendly to me, we're going to get along great because I'm going to be writing about you. What was the, you know, if it was a male athlete, I don't think there'd be an issue. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, when you're telling your stories, if you have anything that's a little bit off color, you got to be careful, you know, FCC regulations, and then, you know, all of this other political stuff that's going on. First of all, comment on this. Does anybody see any problem with what this reporter said? Basically, start doing that to me, i.e. should flash me a heart sign and we'll get along just fine. Am I missing something or what?
Scott, go ahead.
I mean, I didn't see it. So, you know, I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know. It's, you know, it's a big trust thing. I could relate it in baseball, right? We have guys who they make an error. And the option is you could skewer them or you could just say what happens because you need to say what happens and move on. And I've always opted that, you know, I can't do what these people are doing on the field or on the court in any of the sports that I do. And so it wouldn't be fair of me to do that, you know, to skewer them for things I can't personally do. And so I think that's a big thing why I've been able to hopefully have good relationships with our players, is that they know it's not necessarily having their back, right? Because I need to tell the audience what's happening, but it's also, I'm not going to pile on for a physical mistake because they happen. I make mistakes every single broadcast and I don't see anybody going and attacking me either. So I think there's a good thing where they understand that give and take of, hey, you know, he needs to tell what's going on, but also he's not going to pile on, because obviously I know that their friends and family are listening too.
Well, that's good. But John Robinson, we've had him on a couple of times. He's great. He was telling the story about how, and I can't remember which player, it was an A's player, and it was the most bumbling base running mistake. And if you watch it on YouTube, you'll notice it. And he made a comment. He says, that was the worst, you know, but bumbling mistake of base running. What was he thinking? I mean, I'm sure he wasn't purposely trying to be mean, but it's like when something happens that just pops into your head like that, when it's so obvious, you know, I like, let's say someone throwing to the wrong base, you know, that sort of thing. It's like, what was he thinking?
Hey,
I mean, you got to add some color to it.
Edward, I don't want to take away, Scott's our guest here, but I got 15 seconds. I heard the exchange. I read it. I actually audibly heard it. It was absolutely no big deal. It'd be like, hey, Edward, you know, I know that you're here, you know, and if you're good to me, I'm good to you, blah, blah, blah. It's not even a story. Journalism standards today, quote, what is considered a story is way out of context. And it's just bad journalism. The guy didn't deserve it. If you hear the exchange properly, you can see there's no malice. There's nothing. It's So anyway, that's my two thoughts. Okay. Scott, big question. So you're getting this opportunity. What I love reading about your bio, a little about what you said in your press release, courtesy of the Jumbo Shrimp, you thanked your wife, you acknowledge your beautiful children, your parents, your grandparents, really beautiful. Obviously, you love your family. How much is that game on Saturday? How much are you going to carry them in your heart on Saturday when you do that broadcast?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I wouldn't be here without any of the people I thanked in that release, which is why I did it. This was not a me being really great. This was for some reason people, you know, investing in me and helping me and giving me hands so many times over the years. And my wife, you know, when we're on the road, we just got back from Nebraska yesterday playing the Royals AAA affiliate. She's at home with our kids, and that's hard. You know, she's the one who's bearing the brunt of that, where I get to go on the road and you know, do my thing. She's got to, you know, get them ready for school and put them to bed and make their lunch and make their dinner. And I, you know, I'm not there. And that eats at me a little bit, but that's what this profession asks for. And she, you know, I've had opportunities to leave and she told me no. You know, I had, you know, good job offers to do something else. And she was like, no, you need to keep pursuing this. And my parents, you know, they allowed me to dream. My grandparents, same thing. You know, none of them are around anymore. But I remember my grandma always saying, like, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. And, you know, them and my friends, obviously mentors in the industry. It truly took a village. And
Hey, Scott, I got to, sorry, we have a hard break here really quickly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good stuff. That's okay. We'll continue on. But who is the first NBA player to be named Player of the Year in two different states? All right. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall Certified Installer, Integrity Electric, and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
The Diversified Mortgage Expo is one of the top note investing conferences of the year. Held in person in Nashville, Tennessee, May 31st to June 1st, this conference will help note investors, service providers, note creators, sellers, private lenders, and industry experts network, learn, and expand their business. Join hundreds of investors, institutional sellers, industry experts, private lenders, and service providers at one of the top industry events of the year. Go to diversifiedmortgageexpo.com for details and to register.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Scott Kornberg. Our second trivia question and about the NBA. Who was the first NBA player, I'm not sure how many other players there were, to be named Player of the Year in two different states? So obviously, two different teams.
I want to say, Russell, you want this one?
No, I don't.
I'm going to take a guess only because he's won championships in two different states. I want to say LeBron James.
No, Kevin Garnett.
Oh,
he won it with the T-Wolves and the Celtics, I think, were the two teams that he played with. All right.
I was thinking it was in the same year.
No, it's just two different states. All right, our special guest, Scott Kornberg of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. I love that name. We were talking about, you know, it being play-by-play, you know, how much of if it is a thankless job, but you were saying off air that you do get emails from people?
Yeah, you get, you know, good and bad, right? There are people who say not great things. It's thankfully for me, I've only gotten like one or two of those. And then there are people who thank you for what you do. And at the end of the day, it doesn't, you know, I'm not asking for that. I'm just grateful to have this position and this job and then to tell these guys stories. That's all I'm looking for. I enjoy coming to work every day. I have friends who they don't love coming to work and family that doesn't love coming to work. I get to go to a ballpark every day. I'm grateful for it. And anything else is gravy.
How many games do you for the Jumbo Shrimp? How many games are there for you to do play by play?
So we have 150 games. I will take a couple series off for my kids' birthdays or whatever if I can. I'll send my partner on the road. But yeah, so I'll do about 135 ish games every year.
And half road, half home?
Yeah, 75 home, 75 road.
And how far do you have to travel generally?
We mainly stay in the southeast, but we just got back from a trip in Nebraska. So our league is, we're the southeasternmost team. As west is Nebraska, Omaha. As north is St. Paul, Minnesota, and Worcester, Massachusetts. So it's a big league, 20 teams.
Okay, that is.
Hey, Scott, one of the things about being a play-by-play guy, now you're at the AAA level, which is it's definitely not glamorous, but it's not unglamorous. You're not doing single A ball or independent ball or I did play college football this past year for a team I'm not going to mention, but I went to parts of America that I didn't even know existed. It was wild. I embraced it. It was pretty awesome to be on Livingston, Alabama. Where is that? Cleveland, Mississippi. My point is talk a little bit about, you know, as Edward said, this craft, this art form isn't necessarily a glamorous thing. I mean, here you are on our show, that's glamorous, but the rest of it isn't glamorous, is it?
No, but again, it's not, you know, I've never made it about me. I think that's a big principle I want in my work, is that it's not about me. It's about everybody who's on, you know, the field or the court or whatever. So I don't need it to be glamorous. You go to places like that you never thought you'd be, but I've tried to look at it as like, wow, I get to learn about different cultures and stuff like that. And I got to live in the South and I've gotten to live in the Midwest and now here in Florida. And, you know, had I not taken some of these jobs, like I met my wife in Iowa and I never thought I would ever go there. So it actually worked out really great. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you go places you didn't think you'd go. I've got amazing friends as a result.
And you have, if I remember correctly, Mike, saying that you've done, obviously you're doing baseball now, but you've done football and basketball?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I've done other sports too, but those things mainly.
Okay. And I got to think that basketball is going to be a lot harder to do play-by-play than baseball.
Yeah. You know what? It depends. Basketball, maybe, you know, Mike, you could speak to it, but like you get into a rhythm, and sometimes when the game's back and forth, it's very easy. And baseball could be tough because it's very slow. And if the game drags on, if there's walks, that could be difficult. So every sport's got its challenges. Football is, you know, it's really brief and you kind of just let your analyst take over. But
you got to know there's dead air time. Right. I mean, that's the thing, like with radio, you can't have dead air time. And even, you know, at least with TV, you can kind of, you know, if there's something exciting kind of going on, you know, I remember, was it Bill King used to say, you know, the part of the art form is knowing when to be quiet. You know, so the audience, can, you know, you can hear the audience. It's funny. Yeah, I used to tell the story about how Mike's heard. I think Mike's heard this and Russell's heard this. But my I told this on the air because we had dead air time. And then so I had to come up with something. And it was how my mom's great uncle came to visit us. And I'll make the story short. Basically, he told me he used to watch Honus Wagner play.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that gave me chills, you know, because I knew who he was even at 14 years old. I'm old enough to know who he was. Yes. Let's see here. We've got about another 6 minutes to go. What else do we want to cover here? Because I know Russell wanted to cover some basketball since we got the playoffs.
Yeah, I do. You know, I guess the first thing that I would say is, what home court advantage?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's true. You have every team pretty much winning on the other team's home floor. And, you know, last night they were saying something that in the semifinals, there is a statistic that says that if you go 3-1, you have a 95% chance of winning the series. But if you're 2-2, the fourth game has an 85% chance of winning the series.
Wow.
So unless you're going to fight against overwhelming statistics, it's going to be New York. It's going to be Indiana versus Boston. And it's going to be Oklahoma City against Denver. That's going to be your Western and Eastern Conference finals, unless the stats are totally incorrect. What do you guys think?
Well, sometimes Denver is looking really good, and then other times you're going, man, those T-Wolves are looking smoking hot. I mean, kind of hard to say because, you know, Dallas was doing really well against Oklahoma, and then somehow they just tanked it at the end.
We're seeing that now, though. Teams are doing that even on their own home floor. I mean, Dallas absolutely had Oklahoma City where they wanted them last night. 11-point lead to start the second half. And they lose going away and couldn't make a free throw in their own home on their own home floor.
It was.
maybe that's why Mark Cuban sold his share in Dallas, because maybe he saw that coming.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to love the way Denver has fought back. I still think they're their team to beat, only because they are the defending champions. And I just kind of like where they're at right now. They were against the ropes. They're fighting back, and I just think until they're beaten, I just like the way I like their offense. Defensively, they're tough to beat in the paint, and so, you know, I just like the way they're playing as of right now.
Anthony Edwards is a beast. Beast, I tell you. any comments there, Scott?
I mean, I love the NBA, so for me, I've been enjoying it so far. The West is, I mean, any matchup you're going to get those four teams in the finals is, I think it's fantastic. The East, I would be stunned if Boston doesn't go to the finals. I mean, honestly, I think they're probably the favorite, but in any series against any of these teams in the West in the finals, Jason Tatum is probably not the best player, and does that mean that, you know, Jokic or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who Luka, obviously, you know, can they will them by the Celtics? I'm really excited to find out. I think Boston's the team to beat, but we'll see how it shapes. I you know, these matchups have been awesome.
Was there a coach recently talking about how, you know, the refs are favoring the bigger cities You know, not the small teams, like, you know, like let's say the Indiana Pacers, it's a little smaller market and it kind of comes down to the bottom line of money. You know, you don't want to accuse any refs of cheating, but there just sort of seems like, you know, I mean, behind the conspiracy theory is behind the scenes they're told, listen, if the call can go either way, make it go towards Boston. You know, that's a little scary to think that it might happen that way.
I don't know. Hey, Scott Kornberg was with us, play-by-play announcer for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and getting his big debut this Saturday for the Miami Marlins. Scott, one question. I got to do my due diligence, or I'm not a very good journalist, broadcaster, etc. All right, talk about your preparation, A. B, rituals that you have. Are you doing anything different? And, yeah, let's start with that.
Preparation, I have a document on my computer or a program called Microsoft OneNote, and I have every team that we play in the league and every player. And, you know, I could it's really easy to use. I could screenshot things. I could type in there. And that way, if, you know, so-and-so is batting or so-and-so is pitching, I just, you know, go over to their thing, and I've got little nuggets that I could use if I need to or if I want to for stories. So, you know, I do that. Obviously, each team has game notes, and that's very helpful to parse through for, like, team trends and things of that nature. And then, you know, for football, basketball, actually, I believe in handwriting things. Can't do it in baseball because it's every day, but I have like a manila folder and I just handwrite the depth chart on there and any kind of nuggets I could use. And for some reason it helps stick. And then rituals. No, I don't know if I have any weird rituals or anything like that. I try to go in just with a clear head and not, I'm not a cool guy or anything like that. So I'm not going out and partying the day before. My kids are up at 5.
I'm a cool guy.
Anyway, so I just try to just be a normal person.
hey, I got to ask you, who's your go-to guy? Who's your number one broadcast, number two? Vince Scully, who's your guy? Who's the guy that I want to be like him? Or you just want to be like Scott Kornberg?
At the end of the day, you have to be yourself. That's the big thing. But, I think anybody's influenced by people. And I feel really fortunate to have grown up where I did because the New York area, there's so many great broadcasters. So Gary Cohen with the Mets and Howie Rose with the Mets and John Sterling with the Yankees, who obviously just retired. And Ian Eagle, I think, is an amazing broadcaster. And my grandparents were Brooklyn Dodgers fans, so I'd heard about Vince Scully for many years. And, you know, when we got MLB Network, when I was in college or high school, like that was the first chance to listen to him. And he was amazing. And John Miller with the Giants, I think, is incredible. So I know you're a San Francisco guy. So, yeah, those I would say are my bigger influences.
Yeah, my dad was a big Brooklyn Dodgers fan, too. Okay, here we go. We're going to ask our last trivia question. When we come back, we have a little bit more thoughts of the day, so I'm going to go right into them after this, okay? So, talking about the NBA, here's our trivia question. Which player, this is an odd statistic, the only thing I can think of is there must have been some overtime games or extra playoff games or something, but which player averaged more minutes per game than there are minutes in a game that one year?
Yeah, that's one I think I know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's an odd one. I guess the way they count it is if it goes into overtime, then you know that's more than the typical 48 minutes. I'm guessing that's what it is. I guess that's the only way I can think of. So which player averaged more minutes per game than there are minutes in a game that one year? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. I'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch it.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. And last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Scott Hornberg. Here's our trivia question. Which player averaged more minutes per game, talking the NBA, than there are minutes in the game, in a game that one year? Russ, you said you know the answer?
That's Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain. Very good. Got one there.
Because
okay.
Remember, he never fouled out of a game. That's another stat that he has. And that, yes, because he played every single minute of every single game, including overtime that year.
That would do it. All right, Scott, Mike, what did you want Scott to plug before we go?
I just want Scott to plug how people can find you on Saturday. And I know that you also do a podcast, The Jumbo Shrimp.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we play at 4:10 Marlins Mets. You could listen on MLB, the app, or MLB TV. And I also host a podcast. If you, for some reason, wanted to listen to me further, Turn 2 Podcast with Scott and Troy, wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. Scott, thanks again for being our guest. All right, here's our thoughts of the day. So last week somebody asked me about the vodka diet I was on and what did I lose? And I said, well, 2 days so far. And when I couldn't attend my dad's funeral, I told my brother to do something nice for my dad and send me the bill. Later, I got a bill for $200, so I paid it. The next month, I got another bill for $200, and I paid that thinking that there was some incidental expenses. After a few more of these $200 bills that kept arriving, I asked my brother what was going on, and he said, well, you said to do something nice for dad, so I rented him a tuxedo. All right, Russell, come on. That was pretty funny. All right, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Good luck.
So long. Scott.